What's up, guys? All right, this is going to be a quick tour of the Cesis Medieval Castle, or the remnants of it, here in the city of Cesis. Now, this city has a population of about 18,000 people. It's about, 60, 70 kilometers away from Riga, which rhymes with nigga. This castle over here apparently has been around since 1209 or 1207. So you're looking at something that's been around for a little bit over 800 years. I don't know if today's a national holiday or what. It's Monday, but they're not open. And I don't see a lot of people walking around either. So maybe today, October 30th, is a national holiday in Latvia. I don't know. Unfortunately, we can't get in to do a tour of it, but that's all right. I have to admit, Latvia is a very, very picturesque country. It's 50% forest. As you can see, we have a lake over there. I actually posted pictures on Instagram. If you guys are not following me on Instagram, I put pictures up there and small videos. It's a alpha male lifestyle, no spaces, underscores. So yeah, guys, I'm just gonna give you a tour of this place. It's so picturesque. I just had to make a video for you guys. Cesis is, again, it's a small city, only 18,000 people. Now, one of the things you're going to take notice about this city is that it's mainly old people. And the reason behind that is that, all the young people obviously went off to Riga. Half of Latvia's population lives in Riga, by the way. So, yeah, imagine if half of America lived in, like, Washington, D.C. or some dumb shit like that, So, yeah, of course, most cities are going to only have, under 20,000 people outside of Riga. My job is to go to the smaller cities, believe it or not. And the reason why I want to go to the smaller cities is that any major city out there, the women are just gonna be fucking charmutas. That's just where it is, man. A lot of these girls, they like to go to the big city to get fucked and passed around by random dudes, That's what they do, So, look at the leaves, guys. I mean, really, this is like picturesque Disneyland. Like fucking magic book shit, We don't have any of this stuff in Florida. Well, we do have the lakes, but we definitely don't have this type of picturesque beauty. And, the car I rented, I'm going to make a video about the car I rented. I rented it for $55 for a whole week. And I actually paid on top of that, like $20. That way, when I bring it back, they can clean it up, instead of me trying to clean up the car. Because here in Latvia, guys, your car is going to get dirty, man. Especially if you're traveling all over Latvia like I plan on doing. Mud and sludge and snow and all that nigger shit. Yeah, especially if I'm running late to the airport, I would much rather give them $20 to clean up the car than I do it, Usually in America, they end up fining me like $100 to clean up the car anyway. So I already gave these guys $20. I mean, and the car I have is like Toyota, right? What's your problem? The car I have is like a Toyota Yaris, mini SUV, really nice car. It gets like 700 kilometers on a 42 tank liter. Which is really good, but you also have to keep in mind, a liter of gas here is like 1.7 euros, which will end up coming to See, for me to fill up my car here, it's gonna cost me about 80 American dollars, which is about how much it cost me back in, what you may call it, Bucharest 2 years ago. So you guys have to keep in mind, in Europe, gas is pretty much $7 a gallon. You know, that's just how it is. So it actually cost me more to fill up a Toyota than it will to fill up a Mercedes-Benz back in America. And that's again because gas price here is $7 compared to like $3 back in Florida. But the car is so cheap, guys. I mean, I could have rented that car for a whole month for like $200. I mean, think about it, you know, the Mercedes-Benz I bought, you know, it cost me like $8,000 in like 2 months to keep that bitch running. You know, I can rent a car here pretty much for like $2,000 a year, and I'm always getting a car that's maintained. I'm always getting a car that is like brand new. So, you know, if my game plan, guys, if I like Latvia and I wanted to stay here, my game plan would be to, like, first of all, I won't live in Riga. I mean, I would not live there. I'd be living in one of the smaller villages, okay? And at the same time, guys, I would, I'd rent a car, you know? I'm gonna let you know the name of the place I rented the car from. I actually got... See, there's a really good website, guys. It's called discovercars.com. That's discovercars.com. It's really good. Even in America, it works. It's actually a Latvian company, you know. The companies that make MGTOW TV shirts are Latvian. In fact, I went to their headquarters a couple of weeks ago to say, hey, guys, how you all doing, you know. So, yeah, Latvia does have some up-and-coming companies, you know, whether they're rental car companies, or whether they're, you know, printing t-shirt companies, you know. So, supposedly, Latvians are good with internet shit. So, that's a plus. The average salary here, guys, is like $1,000 a month. That's the average salary. But I'm sure a good programmer would probably be making like $2,000. So, for any of you guys out there who want top-notch programmers and you don't want to spend like $5,000-$6,000 a month hiring an American, you can always contract out to you always can contract. Can I go on this thing? I think I can. You can always... What am I hearing? Oh yeah, that's water running under it. I thought it had a motor. You know, so you guys out there, you can like go on Upwork.com and contract out to like a Latvian developer. Probably gonna cost you $2,000 a month, but you know you're gonna get good shit. What's that duck over there fighting with? I don't know. Does he have a fish? No, he was fighting with the other duck. What are these ducks doing over there? Yeah, these ducks are not afraid of humans. Ain't nobody trying to eat them. They're not afraid. So that's the castle over there, guys. I mean, look at it. It's like a fairy tale. It's like a fairy tale sitting, guys. Holy shit. This is a really nice picture. Damn, I should make a picture out of this. So... Yeah, this country is like really, really cheap if you know what you're doing, you know. It's not good for... Well, you know, I was on the train yesterday from Saguda coming all the way back to Riga, which rhymes with nigga. And I befriended a guy there who works at the pizzeria. And he makes 1,000 euros a month working at the pizzeria. And he told me that the money is not good for the Latvian people, but for the business people, it's good. So, I don't know, man. maybe open a small business here, but honestly, I doubt it, you know. You're really better off in Colombia, guys. You're really better off having a business in Colombia, like renting out a condo, shit like that, you know. Yeah, guys, look at it. I should have parked my car over here, but that's fine. Well, the good thing about this place, guys, is that unlike Riga, you don't have to pay for parking. So that's a good thing about CSIS, is that you don't have to pay for parking, you know. You just have to make sure that you read the signs. And the signs are very simple, you know, they don't even have to be in English, like park 2 hours, you know, move your car in 2 hours, you know. You don't need to be high IQ to figure out that, you know, when the sign says 2 hour, that's your 2 hour limit to move your freaking car, man. So let's see if I can give you like a tour of the city now. The city itself is like nothing to write home about, in all honesty. I just need a place that has internet and a coffee shop. That's it. If you have internet and a coffee shop, I'm good. I don't need anything else, man. I think that's a church over there. Don't know the history of it. This looks like a main highway or something. Okay, should I continue going up this highway or should I hang a left? You know what? I'm gonna hang a left. Let me do that. I'm gonna hang a left. Then I'm gonna hang a right at the castle, and that will take me back to the middle of the center. Like I said, guys, I already drove through the area. Again, it's a small town, like 18,000 people, you know. Not much to write home about. But again, if you just like what you see, if you like the wilderness, if you like the forest, you know, enchanted forest, it's not bad. And overall, this country is not expensive. You know, once you get out of Riga, guys, this country is not expensive at all, man. So I know a lot of people out there maybe having the cold for half a year is not your friend. I don't blame you. Oh shit, where the hell am I going now? Okay, if I continue going this way, what's gonna happen? Shit. I thought this was gonna take me back to the castle. So, what I'm doing, guys, is that I'm spending my last week here going through all the small towns. That's what I'm doing, okay? Okay, you know what I can do? Okay. I know what to do. Okay, if I go down here, then I'll climb up there. You know what? Let me go down here. That way you guys can see more of the castle. Why not? Let me show you a little bit more of the castle, even though, you know, it's just ruins of it. At least you guys get to say, hey, I saw the CSIS castle. So this is not a bad place to live. Overall, it's not a bad place to live. Most people speak English here. If they're under, say, 40, they definitely speak English. So you won't have a hard time at all getting around Latvia, you know. So look at that. Look at that. Now I just have to move my fat ass back up the damn mountain again, or the damn hill. God, I hate going up hills. You know, Latvia is a relatively flat country, which is good. That means the highways can get you all over the country. You know, on the way here, I was driving at 100 kilometers, which is like 60 miles. You know, in Colombia, you can't do that because Colombia is mountainous. So you have to keep on going around the freaking mountain, you know. But here, nah. Here in Latvia, because it's a relatively flat country, not only can you drive fast on the highway to just about every town here, but you also can take the, what you may call it, you can also take the train just about everywhere. And the trains are dirt cheap, guys. I'm talking a couple euros, you know. Apparently, this is another part of the castle that they had to wrap up. Otherwise, it was gonna fall off, I guess. Is this back where we started from? Okay, I guess you guys see it from the other side now. Yep. 800-year-old castle, guys. You're over 800 years old. Damn, this castle is older than America. It's older than, you know, it's older than America has been, you know, since America has been discovered, you know. Hello, older than that. So yeah, apparently we're going back to where we started from, which is all right, you know. It's exercise, I guess. I'm gonna follow these kids down there. They look like they know what they're doing. Otherwise, I'll probably just keep on going in circles. Yeah. Yeah, this is part of it. Yeah, look, guys. I touched something that was around for 800 years. Yay. Then again, I touched the pyramids that have been around for 4,000 years, so... Damn it. I'd rather go down the steps than doing nigger shit than just trying to go down that walkway, I guess. I don't feel like falling off. You know, I could have slipped a couple of times here in Latvia, because if you guys look at this, it's all sludge. It's very easy for you to fall. You know, actually, on the way here, I saw a curry cell on a scooter doing a food delivery. And he was diagonally driving across the train tracks and he just fell. You know, he had one of those small electric scooters. And fortunately, nobody ran him over or anything. The scooter probably is all right, but yeah, you have to be careful, guys. It's very easy to slip in this sludgy weather. Very easy to slip, whether you're walking, whether you are driving a scooter, or even a car. You have to be very careful, guys. The roads here are quite decent, you know, at least the roads... The highways, they're quite decent. So that's a plus. Apparently this castle was built by Germans who wanted to like convert the pagans into Christians. So from my understanding, when Rome collapsed, what's this over here? 1939, 1957. I have no idea. Maybe they're talking about this. I don't know. I'm just gonna keep on moving. Yeah, unfortunately, we can't go in for a tour. I don't know if today's a holiday or something here in Latvia. So from my understanding, Rome collapsed. The Germans were the main key players probably for the next, you know, 1,000 years until the British got their act together. So I think, you know, if you guys think about it, you know, Islam had 1,000 years under the sun. Christianity had about 1,000 years under the sun, if you really think about it. I mean, Christianity pretty much really started with the conquest of Normandy. When the British conquered Normandy, that was really the beginning of Christian influence. Then again, there was Charlemagne. So yeah, just like Islam had 1,000 years under the sun, Christianity had 1,000 years under the sun, and it's all gonna come to an end. And we are witnessing the end of human history. So, next up, the return of the Messiah. And that's when end of history is gonna be settled once and for all. So, from now until the arrival of the Messiah, a lot of people gotta die. Yeah, it's closed. I don't know why. Maybe it's a holiday here or something. You know, one of the things I like about these small towns, even in Segunda, they had this. They have these signs, like you guys can see, that say, hey, go that way for this, go that way for that, you know? So, I wanna show you a little bit more of Caesar's. Oh, damn, I just stepped in a freaking puddle. Oh, well, that's fine. It's not the end of the world. Yeah, Nordic Nature Medicine Museum. Yeah, it's closed. So like I said, guys, Caesar's itself is nothing to write home about, you know. I'm just showing you all these small towns here because, like I said, maybe, just maybe, when shit hits the fan, you'd rather be here than be in New York. So, apparently they have a camel park and a zoo over there somewhere, but it is what it is. Yeah, I just want to give you an overall idea of this place, because what you see is really what you get. You know, you're not gonna see anything major, you're not gonna see any big buildings or any anything like that, you know. So yeah, you got a lot of parks. Just a normal village, guys. Nothing to brag about, you know. So, and in a way, that's a good thing, you know. It's good to be just a normal village, because the last thing you want is multiculturalism, man. Like, fucking Riga is all, well, I don't want to say it's all, but there's a good amount of Turks and Indians and even a small amount of black people in Riga, you know. Unfortunately, colored people really don't add to a civilization. If anything, they bring it down. So that's why I'm not a big fan of multiculturalism, especially if you import third-worlded people, you know. They bring shit down. That's just what they do, man. So, yeah, these towns, Yeah, you're not gonna see colored people in a place like this. You're just not, you know. And the farther you go inland, the farther you go toward the Russian border, the less colored people you're gonna see, you know. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. You know the place is good when I'm like the only colored person there, you know. And even at that, most people here think I'm like Mediterranean, Greek, Italian, which is true because I got their bloodlines, so yeah, you know. They got playgrounds, shit like that, so it's a good place to like raise a family. So the good things about places like Cesus and these small villages is that just by driving around the place a couple of minutes, you get the idea of what type of place you're in, man. So they do have Remy, they do have restaurants. I mean, they really do have everything you want. It's not like you're gonna be lacking in anything by being here compared to being in Riga. You know, Hotel Cesus doesn't look all that amazing. I think IMT is like some sort of telecommunication company. Cause I see them selling a lot of like phones and shit like that, you know. But fortunately for me, my phone, thanks to T-Mobile, I just have 2G internet, which is just good for maps and like small internet operations like checking email, shit like that. Look at all the Ukrainian flags, man. Latvia just can't stop simping for Ukraine. But then again, that's how they get their money from the EU, man. You gotta simp for that Euro trash money, I guess. They got a nice cafe over there. Yeah, like I said, guys, I'm on my way to some other place, so I just decided to stop by here. Alright, so this is a map of the center of Cesus. Now, if you guys want to look at it, you know. So, they pretty much tell you where the post office is. It's an English bus terminal. You know, apparently the bus terminal is called Atusta, as you guys can clearly see. Tergus is the market. So, you pretty much got everything you really want here, guys. I mean, you can live here and just be fine. But if you guys want a little bit more life, a little bit more excitement, this may not be it for you. But again, it's not bad by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm sure once you settle in, you'll probably find some things you can like here. Like I said, man, give me internet. You know, see that building over there that says banknote? See banknote? Believe it or not, guys, banknote has nothing to do with banks. They don't even exchange money. In fact, when you go to banknote, they have a big old sign that says no currency exchange. Then why the hell did you call yourself banknote if you have nothing to do with banks? Let's walk down here, guys. My car is actually parked over there somewhere. I got like another hour left, so like I said, I'm going to another town, so I'm not staying the night here. I'm going to another town. Like I said, guys, vast majority of people you're gonna see here are either gonna be old or young. Kind of like small town USA. Old people or young people, you know? All the people between, say, 20 and, you know, 40, they're all gone to, like, what you may call it? They all went to Riga. I don't know what's up with today. Today is Monday, man. It's not Sunday. Is today Sunday or Monday? What's today? Is today Sunday or Monday? Is today... Wait a second. Let me do some math. No, today is Monday. Okay, October 30th is a Monday because I leave on the 6th of November, which is also a Monday, and I rented my car for a week, so today is a Monday, yet it looks like a Sunday. I don't know why. Like I said, it might be a holiday or something. I don't see many places open here. What's this 1957 thing? I understand 1939, but what's up with 1957? Oh wow, they have sushi. Yeah, sushi. All right, let's go see how much the sushi is. Is anybody even open in this town or what? Yeah, a little bit on the pricey side. Euro bag, should I call it Euro trash? Yeah, like I said, guys, this is pretty much what you see, so you have to keep in mind it's a city of only 18,000 people. So, like, what do you guys really expect, you know? Yeah, let me go back to the car, man. Like I said, we pretty much saw all of Caesars, man. I mean, there's really no need to continue walking around. I mean, this is probably the highlight of the city right here. So... we'll just walk back to my car. Hopefully my car is still there. You know, they didn't tow it or anything, or boot it or do anything like that, though I don't think they should, but we're gonna find out. So one of the things you guys are be looking at is really getting out of the West, man. A lot of you guys stuck in America, you really need to start looking elsewhere, man. You all can't be stuck in America like that. You all gotta, you know, broaden your horizon a little bit. Travel, you know. I'm about to see more of Latvia than the Latvian girl I was with a couple of nights ago, you know. So what does that tell you? Ugh. damn it, I stepped in water again. And the same damn shoe. Dude, it's only 3 o'clock and it's, look, it's only three. Is that three or four? I don't know. Looks like it might be 4 o'clock. Yet it feels like it's 7 o'clock. So, yeah, we pretty much gave you a tour of the whole place, guys, and my car is on the other side. Let's see where I can walk away from. Alright, we good, baby. You know what? I want to know what this monument is about. I want to know what this monument is about. Oh, look, the kids are doing the same thing they do in America. Huh? Good for him. I mean, I won't do that. I mean, shit, I'd fall on my ass. Alright, so you guys can probably find what this thing is about. Too much rain. Alright. I think my car is down there somewhere. I don't see a point in like walking to the car anymore, because we already saw everything we need to see. So, yeah, guys. This is pretty much Sisas, a small Latvian town, about 60, 70 kilometers away from Riga, which rhymes with nigga, 18,000 people. This is pretty much it. You guys probably got the vibe for this town, and I'm gonna see you in the next town I go to.